sleep and related concepts. What is sleep for? Sleep appears to serve a number of restorative functions, which counteract various physiological breakdowns that happen as a result of wakefulness. This includes restoration of nerves, muscles, and ligaments. A very simplified example is, if you develop sore muscles during the day, your body will have time during sleep without strain, where healing can take place. Without the mechanism of sleep, the strain on the muscles may continue, to the point of injury and pain. Of course, there are a large number of other restorative and physiological processes that take place during sleep, which are essential to maintain life. Even when certain restorative functions are not necessary, we become tired and sleepy because of internal physiological timing mechanisms. For example, most of us will feel tired as bedtime approaches, even if we happen to sleep during the day, and we do not have strained muscles and ligaments. However, if we do have strained muscles, we may have an additional need for sleep, to allow the healing process to take place. Sleep produces some adverse physiological consequences that are reversed during wakefulness, and wakefulness produces some adverse physiological consequences that are reversed during sleep. The general principle is that wakefulness produces various types of physiological stresses, which are counteracted during sleep. However, sleep also produces various physiological stresses that are counteracted or corrected during wakefulness. For example, while we are sleeping, sore muscles will have a chance to rest and heal, but muscles atrophy during sleep. The bones and heart also atrophy during sleep. This is usually not obvious to most people, because the deterioration is reversed during the period of wakefulness. There are adverse consequences of excessive sleep or bed rest, which can be reversed with exercise. Fortunately, the destructive effect of prolonged bed rest can be reversed with exercise and the return to normal daily activities. However, some individuals may never return to their full strength, because they may believe it is a permanent physiological change that resulted from the illness or the surgery they received. This can happen when they do not engage in daily activities and physical exercise as a result of their erroneous beliefs. Do you sleep too much? From the above, it is apparent that excess sleep, bed rest, or even sitting on a chair or couch, with little exercise, can be extremely destructive to the human body. This raises the question, how many hours should you sleep? At what point does sleep become excessive, destructive, and unhealthy? The answer depends on your daily activities. For example, if you sleep, or rest in bed, 10 or 12 hours a day, you are probably causing physiological damage to your body. This is especially the case if you spend much of your waking time sitting on a chair. However, 10 or 12 hours of sleep will probably not be destructive if you are engaged in vigorous exercise throughout much of the day, involving aerobic activities, resistance exercises, such as weight lifting and stretching. For most people, 7 to 9 hours of sleep is probably optimal, but even with these normal levels of sleep, there may be some physiological deterioration that will accumulate over a period of years, unless you engage in vigorous physical exercise. The amount of sleep you need partly relates to your sleep efficiency. The number of hours of sleep that a person needs is greatly influenced by how efficiently they sleep. The amount of time an individual consumes lying in bed awake or half asleep, versus the amount of time spent sleeping, relates to the concept of sleep efficiency. When the amount of time trying to sleep, but not sleeping is high, the sleep efficiency is low, and vice versa. For example, some people might spend 12 hours lying in bed, trying to fall asleep, but they only sleep 8 hours. This can be represented in terms of mathematics with the following formula. Number of hours you are sleeping divided by the total time in bed, which includes the time that you are sleeping, and the time that you are trying to fall asleep, multiplied by 100%, equals your sleep efficiency. In conventional mathematical notation, this is presented below. In the above example, of 12 hours in bed, and 8 hours of sleep, the sleep efficiency is calculated as presented below. In this example, the sleep efficiency works out to 66.67%, which is not very good. Good sleep efficiency would approach or exceed 90%. Low sleep efficiency can be a real problem, because it can result in spending many hours in bed, trying to fall asleep, which can result in the adverse physiological consequences of muscle and bone deterioration, as discussed above. Many people that suffered from insomnia experienced this difficulty, which is discussed under the following subheading. Insomnia. The above suggests the problem of insomnia, which is a common medical problem. The best solution for insomnia is to employ all of the following strategies, especially if the problem is severe. Go to bed at approximately the same time each night, and get up at about the same time each morning. Try to consolidate all or most of your sleep during an 8-hour period. This means avoid periodic unscheduled naps during the day. If you want to nap during the day, schedule a fixed time, such as from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. To do this successfully may require some willpower, practice, trial and error, and persistence. Measure the number of hours you sleep each 24-hour period, and record it in a diary. This should ideally include the time you try to sleep or nap and the time you get out of bed. The reason for this is many people who are worried about insomnia actually sleep 8 or more hours, but they lose track of the number of hours they sleep. Even when this is not the case, it is useful to have an accurate record of the severity of the insomnia, which will serve as a measure of improvements or deterioration in your condition. Note: the simplest way to keep track of the total number of hours that you spent in bed is to obtain an electric clock with a plug. Set the clock at 12 o'clock each day, regardless of the time, with the plug out. Each time you lie down in bed, plug the clock in, and when you get out of bed, pull the plug out. At the end of the day, the clock provides the total number of hours you spent in bed, which should be recorded in a diary or on a calendar. This is useful in charting your progress and documenting the severity of your condition for your medical providers. Do not eat or exercise for 1 hour or more before bedtime. Develop an exercise program that fits your physiological abilities, which should include cardiovascular exercise, resistance exercises, and stretching. The exercise program should be vigorous enough to reverse any problems that result from spending excessively long times in bed trying to fall asleep. Study and practice relaxation techniques. These techniques are discussed in a separate chapter in this e-book. If you cannot sleep during bedtime, practice relaxation techniques while lying in bed, with the lights out, which may provide some of the restorative benefits of sleep. In addition, it is likely that while you are practicing relaxation techniques, you will fall asleep. Seek medical assistance for your insomnia, especially if you cannot resolve the problem on your own, or if the condition is severe. However, you should be cautious about taking prescription drugs, and second medical opinions might be advisable in this regard. Nevertheless, for some individuals, various types of prescription drugs are truly necessary and beneficial to treat their insomnia, or underlying medical conditions that are causing the insomnia. For persistent insomnia, use experimentation and trial and error to solve your problem. This should be done with knowledgeable physicians who are familiar with the details of your medical history. This can involve using medications, medical procedures, physical therapy, home remedies, and self-devised strategies on a trial and error basis to find out what works for you. For further information on insomnia, consult the following websites. Websites on insomnia and related concepts. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.